Dubraska has been sitting down outside this ambulatory care center for hours, waiting to see if the vaccine her 11-month-old baby needs is available here.
I'm looking for the pentavalent and polio vaccines. I haven't found it anywhere. Let's see if they have it here.
The 22-year-old makes daily searches to find medicine for her baby. Her situation is common for many mothers and young women in Venezuela, and it's one reason many are considering sterilization.
Thinking in our situation, I'm considering tubal ligation, because bringing another baby into this world in these circumstances is not fair.
In the main maternity center in Caracas, Lilisbeth expects to be treated for a medical condition before her due date. This is the second hospital she visited that day.
I'm thinking about sterilization. If I end up having the baby through C-section or a natural birth, I'm considering it.
Even though Venezuela has a free health system, expectant mothers must bring their own supplies to their hospitals, including things like syringes and catheters.
We don't have money to support our children. We don't even have the money to support ourselves, let alone pay for a tubal ligation.
And finding the medicine they need is almost impossible.
The medicines that were prescribed for my cesarean operation, I can't find them. I can't find anything. And I have to buy them. If I don't, I'm going to rot inside.
Problems continue after the baby is born. Formula costs around $9, 15 days of minimum wage, and a pack of diapers takes the equivalent of 4 days of pay.
Milk and diapers are almost non-existent, and if you find them, they're really expensive.
The price of contraceptives is also rising. Three condoms cost Venezuelans 2 days of work at the minimum wage.
You can't place an intrauterine device because it costs a lot of money.
This year, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro approved giving each pregnant woman $6 a month in assistance.
We're going to protect all pregnant women.
The Pan American Health Organization rated Venezuela as the country with the highest adolescent pregnancy rate in South America, with a total of 80 unwanted pregnancies for every 1,000 women. For Adriana Núñez Rabascal in Caracas, Venezuela, Cristina Caicedo Smith, VOA News.